بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، after the author رحمه الله تعالى, he has clarified the definition and the proper interpretation of al-Iman and sincere faith in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clarifying that from a number of aspects and mentioning a number of evidences from the Quran and from the Sunnah to clarify that al-Iman is a statement on the tongue, and likewise it is the statement of the heart, which is the creed and the belief in the heart, and likewise it is actions on the body parts and actions of the heart as well. All of this is considered al-Iman. And he has also affirmed, rahimahullah, that al-Iman, it fluctuates, and the people of Iman vary, and the faith, it increases and decreases. So now, closing this affair, rahimahullah, he has a brief chapter to emphasize this fact, the issue of ziyadat al-Imani wa nuqsani, the issue of the fact that the iman increases and decreases. So he says, rahimahullah, faslun, and he a brief chapter. إِذَا ثَبَتَ بِدَلَالَةِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ مَعْنَى الْإِيمَانِ وَأَنَّهُ إِسْمٌ جَامِعٌ لِشَرَائِعِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَأُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ وَحَقَائِقِ الْإِحْسَانِ وَتَوَابِعِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أُمُورِ الدِّينِ بَلْ هُوَ اسْمٌ لِلدِّينِ كُلِّهِ عُلِمَ أَنَّهُ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ وَيَقْوَى وَيَضْعُفُ. So now he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, so if it's affirmed with the evidences, so whenever it is, since it's affirmed with the evidences from the book and from the sunnah, the meaning of al-Iman, and that it is a concise term, an all-inclusive term, including all of the legislative rights of al-Islam, and the fundamentals of al-Iman, and the realities of al-Ihsan, and that which follows along or comes along with that from the issues of the religion. He says, rather, it is a name to indicate the entire religion. It is a word that includes the entire religion. Al-Iman is a word that includes the entire religion. If this is established here in this manner with these evidences, then it's known likewise. Then it's known likewise that it increases and it decreases. And it can be strong and it can be weak. And it can be strong and it can be weak. So he says, وَهَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةُ لَا تَكْبَرُ الْإِشْتِبَاهِ بِوَجْهِ مِنَ الْوُجُوهِ لَا شَرْعًا وَلَا حِسًّا وَلَا وَاقِعًا. And this issue here, it does not accept any ambiguity. It's very clear, not from any aspect. This issue here does not accept any ambiguity, not from any aspect, not legislatively, and not any from the senses. A person, he can perceive that and see that, not in this manner likewise, and nor in reality. And all of these affairs clarify clearly that Iman increases and decreases. The faith increases and decreases, and this is something that is established in the legislation, and this is something that a person, he can perceive himself, he can feel it himself, and likewise it's something that is known in reality that a person's iman fluctuates even in one day, and likewise the people of al-Iman, their iman fluctuates, it's different, it varies, it's different. Some are stronger in their faith than others. And even a person, sometimes in his life, he's stronger in his faith, and other days he's weaker. Even in one day, it could be like this for a person. He feels that and knows that from himself. So therefore, this mas'ala, لا تقبل الاشتباه, it cannot be unclear for anyone. It is from the clearest of the affairs. So he says, ذلك أن نصوص الكتاب والسنة صريحة في زيادته ونقصانه. And this is because the text of the book and the sunnah are direct with regards to clarifying that it increases and it decreases. مثل قوله تعالى, for example, the statement of Allah the Most High, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah, He mentioned in His book, so that they may increase in faith along with their faith. So that they may increase in faith along with their faith. And Allah, He says, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And likewise, so that the people of al-Iman can increase in Iman, and so the people of faith can increase and their faith. And Allah, He says, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And those people that the people have said to them, and He's trying to fear them, verily the people have gathered against you, so therefore you should fear them. And this only increased them in iman, and they said that our trust and reliance is upon Allah. Allah will suffice us, and He is the best of the disposer of the affairs. And Allah, He says, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And the statement of Allah the Most High, that He mentions Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and whenever a chapter is revealed from the people, there are those who say, which one of you increased him this verse in faith, or this chapter? Which one of you this chapter increased him in faith? And Allah, He says, as for those who believe, then it increases them in faith, and they have glad tidings and they rejoice. And they have glad tidings and they rejoice. So now He says, Rahimahullah wa ghayriha min al-ayat, and other than this from the verses. And other than this, from the verses. So here, these are these texts here, clear in the Quran, in the speech of Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, as He mentions, Sariha, direct, straight to the point, uses the word increasing in faith. They increased in faith. They increased in faith. A number of verses mentioning this, so that the believers can increase in faith, and so that their faith can increase to the faith that they have. And establishing that they have faith, and that faith increased. And that faith increased. And there are other verses likewise. This is just a number of them. So this is very clear. The Quran is affirming this in the clearest manner. In the clearest manner. So the author, he says, Now وَكَذَلِكَ الْحِسُّ وَالْوَاقِعَ يَشْهَدُ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ جِمِيعِ وُجُوءِ الْإِيمَانِ. And likewise, the senses and the perception, as well as the reality, it testifies to this from every aspect of faith. From every aspect of faith, or from all of the aspects of faith. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ فِي عُلُومِ الْإِيمَانِ وَفِي مَعَارِفِهِ وَفِي أَخْلَاقِهِ وَأَعْمَالِهِ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ مُتَفَاوِتُونَ تَفَاوُتًا عَظِيمًا فِي الْقُوَّةِ وَالْكَثْرَةِ وَوُجُودِ الْآثَارِ وَوُجُودِ الْمَوَانِعِ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. So he says, rahimahullah, that also you need to affirm this, that the senses, they perceive this. It's established by way of perception. And in reality, the reality testifies to this from all of the aspects of faith. Because verily the people, with regards to the sciences of faith, yani the knowledge of al-Iman, the different sciences of al-Iman related to faith, and the understanding of faith, and with regards to the manners of faith, and the outward and inward actions of faith, the people, they vary, and a great variance with regards to strength and how much, and with regards to the presence of the effects of the faith, and also with regards to that which prohibits that and other than that. So this is something that can be seen clearly. This is something that can be seen clearly. Some people, they have great knowledge of al-Iman and what it requires and necessitates, and they can apply to that and abide by that. And that is apparent in their manners and their conduct. It's apparent in their dealings. It's apparent in their speech. It's apparent in their prayer. It's apparent whenever they fast. Their faith and the knowledge of their faith is seen and known from them. And others are lesser than that and lesser than that and lesser than that and lesser than that. And there are others who are also from the people of faith, but their knowledge is deficient and weak. Or others, maybe they have an equal amount of knowledge, but their determination is weak, and they're overcome by their desire, so they do not apply the knowledge in the same manner. So maybe he has memorized a lot of narrations or the Quran and the likes like this, and rulings about Islam, but you don't see that in his manners. You don't see that in his etiquettes. This is all because of a deficiency in faith. This is all because a deficiency in his faith. So the people, they fluctuate, and they vary with regards to this. And the iman, it fluctuates, and the people, they vary with regards to this affair, and this is something that can be seen. So now he says, Rahimahullah, فَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكُمَّلُ عِنْدَهُمْ مِنْ تَفَاسِيلِ عُلُومِ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَعَارِفِهِ وَأَعْمَالِهِ مَا لَا نِسْبَةَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ عُلُومِ عُمُومِ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَعْمَالِهِمْ وَأَخْلَاقِهِمْ فَعِنْدَ كَثِيرٍ مِنْهُمْ عُلُومٌ ضَعِيفَةٌ مُجْمَلَةٌ وَأَعْمَالٌ قَلِيلَةٌ ضَعِيفَةٌ وَعِنْدَ كَثِيرٍ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الْمُعَارَضَاتِ والشبهات من المعارضات والشبهات والشهوات ما يضعف الإيمان وينقصه درجات كثيرة. So he says, as for the complete believers, المؤمنون فالمؤمنون الكمال, and those who have completed the obligations of faith, then these believers here, they have from the details of the knowledge of faith and the understanding of faith and the actions of faith that is not even compared to the knowledge of the majority or the general population of the believers. Likewise, not even compared to their actions nor their manners. And those believers who have completed their faith and those believers who have fulfilled the obligations of that iman, and they have established that iman al-wajib, kamal al-iman al-wajib, the detailed knowledge that they have and the detailed understanding that they have of the reality of this life and the reality of a tawheed and the reality of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise the shahada that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, la ilaha illallah, and the shahada that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the detailed knowledge that they have of these affairs, the detailed knowledge that they have of these affairs and that which these affairs require and necessitate, yani, and likewise the compliance that they have is not even in comparison to what many of the general populations of the Muslims they have, and likewise in their manners and in their conduct. So he says, rahimahullah, because verily many of the general population or many of the believers, rather, he says, verily many of the believers, they have the knowledge they have is weak. عندهم علومٌ ضعيفة علومٌ ضعيفة مجملة. Many of the believers, or the majority of the believers, they have weak knowledge. Their knowledge of the sciences of that iman is weak. And likewise, it's general. And likewise, it's general. And they have also actions that are few and weak as well. And he proceeding from that knowledge. Because the foundation of that iman is knowledge. Al-imanu billahi, yani al-ilmu bihi wa ma'rifatuhu subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to have faith in Allah and to believe in Allah means to know Him. It means to know Him. This is the foundation of al-tawheed, al-ilmu. Al-tawheed al-ilmi, coupled with al-tawheed al-amali, to have the knowledge-based tawheed, to know Allah, to know Him by His names and His attributes, and to know Him by His legislation, and to know Him by His signs and His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to know Him by submitting to Him with all actions of worship alone, with humbleness and humility. And so the foundation of the affair is knowledge. The foundation of the affair is knowledge, and this is the reality of sincere faith, that is knowledge. This knowledge that's in the heart, and light, and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the greater the knowledge, whenever the knowledge is beneficial and it's true, then the actions will proceed from that and be greater as well. And likewise, the deficiency is accordingly. So those believers who have weak knowledge and weak understanding of the affairs of the religion, and weak understanding and general understanding of the issue of at-tawheed, general understanding of the issue of the angels and the belief in the angels. They believe in the angels, but their belief is general. They don't have the detailed knowledge of the angels. Therefore, the faith is not firm and strong in their heart because of this. And likewise, the detailed knowledge of the messengers and the books and the detailed knowledge of the affairs of the hereafter and that which occurs at death. And the one who has any general knowledge of this affair, but it's not detailed, then his faith will be weaker and weaker accordingly. And based upon that, his actions. And based upon that, his actions. So he says, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرٍ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الْمُعَرِضَاتِ وَالشُّبُهَاتِ وَالشَّهَوَاتِ. And many of the believers, and he based upon this likewise, this is based upon this, because they have deficiency in knowledge, and the knowledge they have of the deen is general knowledge and not detailed knowledge, then also along with that in their hearts, and in their hearts they have many things that are in contradiction to al-Islam. Many affairs going through their heart and coming to their heart and crossing their mind that are in conflict or things that they have as a belief pattern or system and the likes like this is in conflict and in contradiction to al-Iman. And they have shubuhat and doubts and the likes like this. Some of the believers, they have Iman and they're Muslims, alhamdulillah, but their hearts are swollen with doubts. Their hearts are swollen with doubts, with tawheed, doubts about tawheed and the names and attributes of Allah, doubts and misconceptions and misunderstandings with regards to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with regards to the day of resurrection and the likes like this. They have doubts in their heart. Their heart is any waves, is swelling with the ocean of misconceptions and misunderstandings and innovation and the love for falsehood and misguided ideologies and the likes like this. Misguided ideologies and the likes like this, until many of them, they're overcome by these affairs. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And likewise in their hearts are shahawat. Shahawat are burning in the hearts of many of them because of a weakness in their faith. A weakness in the faith that their heart and their chest is swollen and burning with the flame of these impermissible lusts and desires. And if a person, he has checked on those affairs or advised about those affairs, he will become haughty. And he will become upset, and he will reject that many times, rejecting the advice, because his heart is attached and loves these affairs, these lusts and these impermissible actions and the preference that he has shown to the love of other than Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his heart, these things have grown in his heart until they have a big place, until he honors them and loves them and respects them, and he does not want to let them go. He does not want to let them go. All of this is proceeding from a deficiency in Iman. He's saying that these affairs will be in the hearts of many of the Muslims until it weakens their faith. It brings deficiency to their ranks in a great manner. He said, بَلْ تَجِدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَتَفَاوَتُونَ تَفَاوَتًا كَثِيرًا فِي نَفْسِ الْعِلْمِ أَلَّذِي عَرَفُوهُ مِنْ عُلُومِ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, rather you find the believers varying, a great variance with regards to the actual knowledge that they know about the sciences of al-Iman. And the knowledge itself. The knowledge itself, the actual knowledge. The believers are not all one level with regards to the knowledge of al-Iman. And he says, رَحِيمَهُ أَحَدُهُمَا إِلْمُهُ فِيهِ قَوِيٌّ صَحِيٌّ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَا شُبْهَ. He said, one of the believers, for example, his knowledge, he will have knowledge that is strong and it's correct. And he will have profound, correct and sound, good, strong knowledge and foundations, no doubts whatsoever, and no misconception. وَالْآخَرُ عِلْمُهُ فِيهِ ضَعِيفٌ وَعِنْدَهُ مُعَارِضَاتٌ كَثِيرَةٌ تُضْعِفُهُ أَيْضًا. And as for another person, then maybe his knowledge is weak, and he will have things that are in opposition to faith, his knowledge of faith, and the affairs of the deen, they'll be weak. It will be weak, and he will have along with him oppositions, and the affairs that are in conflict with the reality of al-Iman. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْلَاقُ الْإِيمَانِ. So this is the case with Iman itself. Some of the believers, they have good and proper, upright, sound and profound knowledge of the book and the sunnah in accordance to the understanding of the Sahaba and the best generations that have been praised in the Quran and the sunnah, those who were upon the religion that is pleasing to Allah, and in the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, and others, they have a deficiency in that. Others, they have a deficiency in that. Some of their deficiency is great until they are in conflict with the sunnah entirely. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest thing he was sent with is at tawheed. The greatest thing that all of the messengers were sent with was at tawheed, to sing out Allah alone for love and submission, and servitude and supplication and humbleness and invocation and love and hope and fear and seeking help and seeking aid and trust and reliance and the likes like this. And this is what he was sent with, and this is what he called to for 10 years before even prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before even prayer, before even fasting, before even the obligatory charity or making hajj, calling to tawheed and to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to single him out alone for all actions of worship, clarifying his lordship and rububiyyah and his beautiful names and attributes, that Allah azza wa jal, he's the only one worthy of worship, and worshiping anything besides him is falsehood. Is falsehood, until that was established in the hearts of the believers, of the companions, and then the legislation and the application of that was legislated, and it was revealed. And then whenever he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last thing he died, cursing the Jews and the Christians because they took the graves of their prophets as places of worship, as masajid, and he warning the people from doing this affair because it will bring deficiency and weakness to tawheed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he defended and he clarified. He clarified and defended the tawheed and his whole life, and that worshiping Allah alone is the obligation. Is the obligation. Calling on Him and supplicating to Him alone is the obligation. And this is the religion. And this is the affair of al-Islam. And then today we find people, now they're calling on the graves. They're calling on the graves. And if you say that you cannot call on the graves, or that this is falsehood, yani they will declare you a disbeliever, or say that you have no respect for the for the righteous and the likes like this. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned from this. And he, for the whole time as a prophet, from the beginning and to the end, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that many times in many Muslim lands, at-tawheed became shirk for them. And shirk became tawheed. At-tawheed became shirk for them, and shirk became tawheed. If you go to many of the Muslim lands, you cannot find a masjid except it has grave in it, or graves in it. And you will find them making tawaf around the graves like it's the Kaaba. Sometimes you'll find more of them there, and they will be humble there, and they'll be crying there, and they'll be wiping it and supplicating and calling on the person in the grave, and he's dead. and the likes like this. This is all falsehood. And this is like clear shirk. But many of the people, because of a deficiency in their faith, it has been changed for them. It has been changed for them because of a deficiency in their knowledge, deficiency in their understanding, and the likes like this. So the people, they different. And many masajid, you will find that the sunnah is not applied. It is not practiced, not outwardly. Not outwardly. A person who comes to Islam and is guided to read the books of the scholars, clarifying the deen with the Quran and the Sunnah, with statements of the companions and the likes like this. He'll read these books and read these books and read these books, and then maybe he'll be blessed to find a masjid, and he'll go there and he'll see the people and he'll say, I didn't read that in the book. I didn't see this in Sahih Bukhari. I didn't see Allah mentioning this in the Quran. And this is the case of many of the masajid. And this is how I was in the beginning. Before I came to a masjid, I had done lots of research and read about Islam, alhamdulillah, for a period of time. And I was a Muslim for a period of time before I ever had the chance to come to a masjid. When I came to the masjid, the particular masjid I'm going to, at this time, I see many things that I never read about. And I used to question myself, why don't, in the Quran it says you should do this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Sunnah, he says you should do this. The prayer should be like this. How come they're not doing that? It was strange for me. How come they're not doing that? And then sometimes if you advise them or you ask them, why are you not doing that? They will get angry with you. They'll be your best friend. They'll be your best friend and nice to you and give you food and give you wealth and everything. But then whenever you question them about their methodology or their creed, you question them about the way they pray, why they shave their face, and the likes like this, then now we have a problem. We're not friends anymore. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is because of a deficiency in faith, a deficiency in iman. So the believers, they're not all one level. Some of the believers, their faith is strong because their knowledge is strong. They have detailed knowledge of the deen. They have detailed knowledge of the pillars of faith. They have detailed knowledge of the pillars of that Islam. They have detailed knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah and the methodology of the Salaf. Others, their knowledge is deficient. So therefore, accordingly, their faith will be deficient. And their understanding will be deficient. And based upon that, their actions as well. Based upon that, the actions and the manners as well. The point is that a person, he can be so deficient in his religion that he will believe Tawheed to be shirk, and shirk to be Tawheed, and he'll believe Sunnah to be innovation, and innovation to be the Sunnah. He'll believe innovation to be the Sunnah. You go to some masajid and some lambs, and they have more than one adhan, three or four, calling the adhan like this. Strange things. Where did all of these things come from? And no doubt Uthman, he has a second adhan, and it's established in a proper manner. Radiallahu anhu, and the companions in his time and after that agreed upon that. But three or four or more, and the likes like this, where do these things come from? Where do these affairs come from? They come from desires and they come from whims. Contrary to Ariman. Contrary to Ariman. The way this is introduced is because people did not have detailed knowledge, and likewise because of taking the knowledge from the wrong sources. The point of the author is to clarify that it's very clear that the iman, it increases and decreases, and the people of faith, they're different levels and different ranks. And with regards to knowledge itself, people are different. So based upon that, likewise their actions are different, and based upon likewise the reality of their faith is different, and their ranks with Allah Azza wa Jal is different and varies. It varies, any from believer to believer, from person to person, and from time to time. So again, he's clarifying even more. Rahimahullah, he says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْلَاقُ الْإِيمَانِ, and likewise the manners of faith. Again, this is a beautiful point, any that he mentioned in the beginning, discussing the affairs of iman. And whenever he mentioned that iman is inclusive, including the whole religion, and he mentioned specifically أَخْلَاقُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is something that the believers, they have to realize and recognize, that iman, it has manners. Iman, it has etiquettes. A person, if he has strong faith, it will carry him to conduct himself in a beautiful way. It will carry him to conduct himself in a beautiful way. In good times and in bad times. In easy situations and in hot situations. Likewise, he has faith. He believes in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that which was revealed to him. And if he had detailed knowledge, then it would be able to control him, and it would lead him and guide him, as has preceded, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ, that their Lord guides them by way of their faith. For example, in hot situations, when somebody is being rude or not being just, and the situation gets hot, then a believer who has detailed knowledge, he will remember, خُذِ الْعَفْوُ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, show forgiveness. Show forgiveness. and command that which is good, and turn away from the ignorant people. So he will not delve with the ignorant people in ignorance. Well, with the ignorant people in ignorance. With the khatabahum al-jahiluna qalu salama. A person who has detailed knowledge in these high situations, he'll remember these affairs. And from the attributes of the righteous slaves of Ar-Rahman, and the people who have strong faith, is that whenever the foolish people, they speak to them and address them with ignorance, they do not respond. Rather, they respond in a manner that they're safe from sin. They respond in a manner, qalu salama. Yani qalu karimatin yaslamuna biha min al-ithm. They say words that they're safe from sin. They don't respond with ignorance. They don't respond to the foolish with foolishness. Rather, yani marru kirama. They pass by, yani with dignity and honor. And the likes like this. One will remember, for example, if he becomes upset and angry with his family or with his colleagues or with anyone. He remembered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmin akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. So he check his tongue. He'll have detailed knowledge. He'll remember these affairs. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, any of the true belief, the obligatory belief, then let him say good or be silent. So he'll want to say something to somebody. Or that somebody will mention something about somebody who's not there and he has something in his heart towards him. Maybe that person violated his rights or the likes like this. And so he'll be mentioned and now he'll want to backbite him. He'll want to mention him in a foul manner. Or he'll want to say something bad about him. But he'll remember this narration. Or he'll remember, وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ. For example, he has detailed knowledge. He has detailed knowledge. So therefore, this will be a means for him to be upright, and he'll be guided in this manner. But as for the one who does not have detailed knowledge like this, then whenever his desires rile up, they will overcome him, and he will follow them. He will follow them. فَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen the one who takes his soul, his desires as his God, as his Lord, as his object of worship, meaning the one he obeys? Absolutely. The people of knowledge, they mentioned about this person, he's the one who does not desire or want anything except for he perpetrates it. And he with no limits. So the point is, again, barakallahu fikum, the importance of knowledge, and that the people of Iman, they differ and they vary in their knowledge. And this is, in reality, a variance in Iman. Because knowledge is from Iman. And seeking knowledge is from Iman. Knowledge is from Iman. Because Iman is what? Qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. So knowledge is from Iman. And seeking knowledge is from Iman. Rather, from the greatest ways to draw near to Allah and to seek the pleasure of Allah and to benefit in this life in the hereafter and to obtain the mercy of Allah is to seek knowledge from the greatest ways, from the greatest obligations. First and foremost is to seek knowledge of that which is obligatory. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. Seeking knowledge is obligation upon every Muslim. Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah wa astaghfir li dhanbik. Fabada bil ilmi qabla al qawli wal amal. Allah, he says, so you must know, meaning you must learn and have sound knowledge that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah and seek forgiveness for your sins. So Allah, he began with knowledge in this affair. And he before statement and action. So this is the reality. Seeking knowledge is from Iman. And by way of knowledge, the Iman is realized and actualized. And proceeding from that knowledge is the correctness of the faith. It's the correctness of the faith and the correctness of the actions. And the correctness of the actions and the believer, they are not the same in this affair. They are not the same in this affair. Going back to this issue again, the importance of manners. So the manners is likewise from faith. So he says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْلَاقُ الْإِيمَانِ. Likewise, the etiquettes of al-Iman. يَتَفَاوَتُونَ فِيهَا تَفَاوَةً كَثِيرًا صِفَاتُ الْحِلْمِ وَالصَّبْرِ وَالْخُلُقِ وَغَيْرِهَا. So the people of faith, they vary, they differ. They vary, they differ, a great differing. They vary in a great manner with regards to the attributes of forbearance and patience and noble manners and conduct and other than that. And other than that, the people, they're not the same in this affair. Some people, they're able to control themselves in a beautiful manner. Some people, they're able to control themselves in a beautiful manner. And to the extent that some of the Salaf, they used to say, if you want to know if somebody is a good companion or not, make him mad and see how he acts. And if you want to know if he's good, a good companion, if he's going to be a good companion for you, if he's going to be just, and if he's trustworthy, then see what happens whenever he gets angry. And he tried to make him mad and see how he acts. If he's still just with you, and he's still honest with you, and he controls his manners and etiquette, it's a sign that he will be a good companion. As for the one who gets angry, and next thing you know, he becomes oppressive, and he forgets everything. And for example, somebody gets angry, and they'll say somebody, you never do this and never do that. But maybe they just did that thing. But because they become so angry, they forget. And they'll say in exaggeration and going to extreme, you never do this and you never do that. Or you never do this or you never do that. You never have any good. And they'll transgress the limits. Whenever they get angry. And they'll violate their rights. And they'll not be just. They'll follow their desires and whims if they become angry. And either this is a time for their soul to overcome them. So that people are different with regards to these manners. Some people, they have great control over their soul. And it takes a long time for them to break. And they'll go through a lot of hardship before they break and they lose their cool. And others, they lose their cool all the time. The smallest thing will cause them to scream and yell. The littlest thing from the child or from the husband or from the wife or from the job. They're breaking and losing their cool a number of times a day. Other people that are like this and in between that as well. This is all going back to the affairs of Adiman. That people are not all the same with regards to the conduct of faith. With regards to the conduct, with regards to the manners and the etiquettes of faith. This is from the most beautiful affairs. Adiman, it has manners. A person who has true knowledge, any knowledge that's beneficial, it will carry him to have the beautiful manners. Al-Dhahhak has been narrated from him, Ibn Makhlad, rahimahullah. He's from the greatest mashayikh of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, من طلب هذا الحديث ينبغي أن يكون أفضل الناس لأنه قد طلب على أمور الدنيا. He said, whoever seeks this knowledge, the knowledge of this hadith, then he should be the best of the people. It's incumbent for him to be the best of the people because he has sought the best and the highest thing one can seek after in this life. And he's seeking the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the one who learns these affairs, it's incumbent for him to act and to abide by them. And this is the difference between the people. This differentiates between the people. And those who have strong faith in their heart, they have strong and good, noble manners and conduct. And the deficiency occurs similarly. This is a very important point. That's the akhlaq al-iman. Likewise, the kufar, the akhlaq al-kufr, wa liyadu billah, the manners of disbelief. From the greatest manners of al-iman, ash-shukru lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُكْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ And this is the hikmah that he was given. What is the hikmah that he was given? To show thanks to Allah. What is the thanks to Allah? يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ To show thanks to Allah is to give the right to Allah Azza wa Jalla to worship Him alone. And to single Him out with all actions of worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the head of showing thanks. The head of showing thanks is recognizing that the blessings and the bounties are from Allah and to use them in His pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the greatest attributes of kufr, from the greatest manners and etiquettes of kufr and disbelief, is to be ungrateful and to direct those the thanks for those blessings to other than Allah, to show thanks to other than Allah, to give the devotion and the servitude and the worship to other than the one who's bestowing the blessings. So this is from the attributes of disbelief. So the believers, they have characteristics and conduct. And likewise, the disbelievers, they have characteristics and conduct. And they have foul and evil characteristics. And from that is that they're ungrateful. Ungrateful for the bounties and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And iman, it has manners. Just like disbelief, it has manners. Hypocrisy, it has manners. Whenever the iman is strong, the manners of iman are present. And they're beautiful. That's from the furu' of that asl. From the branches of that faith is that there are noble manners high in the sky, bringing many fruits and benefits for that person and for others as well. And he benefiting himself and benefiting others. So the Shaykh, he says, he's moving on to clarify this issue. وَكَذَلِكَ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ الظَّاهِرَةِ كَالصَّلَاةِ يُصَلِي إِثْنَانِ صَلَاةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَأَحَدُهُمَا يؤدي حقوقها ظاهرة والباطنة ويعبد الله كأنه يراه فإن لم يكن يراه فإنه يراه والآخر يصليها بظاهره وباطنه مشغول بغيرها وكذلك بقية العبادات. So he says رحمه الله تعالى, likewise in the outward actions of worship, like the salah, beginning with the most important affair, from those outward actions, the salah. Two people, they'll pray one prayer. One of them, he will perform the rites of that prayer, outwardly and inwardly. One of them, he will perform the inward and outward rites of that prayer, properly. And he will worship Allah as if he can see Him. And if he's not able to reach that level as if he sees Him, then he knows that he sees Him. And the other one, he is praying outwardly, but inside he is preoccupied with other than the salah. But inside, he's outwardly, he's in salah, but inwardly, he's preoccupied with other than that. Then other than that. And so if you look at him outwardly, he's in prayer, but inwardly, he's not in prayer. And his heart is not, he's not busy with the prayer. His body is busy with the salah, but his heart is not busy with the salah. He says, and like this, the rest of the actions of worship. Like this, the rest of the actions of worship. Are they the same in their faith? And at this time, those two people, are they the same in their faith, or in their reward, in their status, in their deen? Nah. The one who's worshiping Allah with the salat, and his body is in salat, and his mind and heart is in salat, likewise. He's worshiping this Allah in this manner, he has the highest ranks at this time. And the one who likewise is in salat, alhamdulillah, performing the actions of Imam, but his heart is engaged and preoccupied with his job, or with what he will do later, and with the affairs of the dunya. Even when he had to be less, some of the people are tried to a manner that they will be in their prayer, but they're thinking while they're praying about committing sin. They're thinking about while they're in prayer about the sin they're going to commit when they finish prayer. Their heart is attached to these affairs in this manner like this. Thinking about a money that's unlawful, how they're going to get over on this person, or they're going to do this contract and they're going to make it slide, or they're going to do this action with this woman or this man, or they're going to look at this video. What do you have to be left? While they're in their prayer. While they're in their prayer. So it's bad enough that a person, he'll be in the prayer and he will say Allahu Akbar with his tongue, but Allah is not Akbar in his heart at that time. But Allah is not Akbar in his heart at that time. And so it's incumbent for the tongue to say something and the heart to coincide with that. So whenever a person, he raises his hands in salah, he says Allahu Akbar, then Allah, he has to be Akbar in the heart at that time. And that the greatest thing in the heart now is Allah, because this is what his tongue said. That's why he's standing. That's why he's facing the Qibla. That's why he made wudu. Because Allah is Akbar. Allah is the greatest. So he's performing the right of the right of the greatest. And from the greatest rights of the most great. Subhanahu wa ta'ala salat. So therefore a believer will take an admonition from the likes of this. All of us, we should. That whenever we're in prayer, we should busy ourselves with prayer and nothing else. This is the way of the successful. And the way of the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ خَاشِئُونَ So whenever they're in prayer, they are busy with the prayer. So the one who is in prayer and he's busy with the prayer is not like the one who's in prayer and he's not busy with the prayer. And the one who's praying outwardly and his heart is preoccupied with the prayer, and his body is moving the movement of prayer, and his heart is moving the movement of prayer. His heart is praying. His heart is hoping for the reward from Allah. His heart is remembering his sins and fearing the punishment of Allah. His heart is remembering the bounties and blessings of Allah, and is loving Allah. And at this time, his heart is moving along with his body. So this one, he has a great reward. And this is faith and iman in the best manner. As for the one who's moving outwardly, but inwardly, he's not moving for the sake of Allah and the likes, then of course there's a deficiency. Or the one who is even moving outwardly, but he's not moving according to the sunnah. His prayer is not in accordance with the sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wasallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the one the Quran was revealed to him. He is the one that he was raised to the heavens and the salat was made obligatory upon him. He was the one that angel Jibreel, he would descended upon him with the obligation of praying and the manner how to pray and the manner how to perform salat. So this is why he said that, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Pray as you have seen me pray." And because the prayer was revealed to me, because Jibreel, he taught me how to pray. Because Jibreel, he's the messenger from Allah, bringing the message and the revelation to me. So therefore, if you want to pray, pray the way I pray. And you need to pray the way he prays. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many of the believers don't pray how he prays. That's what I was talking about before. You go to some of the masajid, and you will find that people are not praying the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. You will find them standing far from each other. You will find them praying in a manner that is strange. That is strange. And according to the deficiency and the innovations that are introduced, it becomes stranger. And stranger until a person is as if he's not even it's not even Islam anymore. And either Muslims, but it's like Islam is gone. And that's why we see the reality of the affair. Anyhow, the people who are truly following Islam are strangers. And how Islam has become strange. Islam has become strange in this manner because people are not learning and people don't care to learn. They don't about the deen. And they learn a lot about the dunya. But the deen, they didn't care about that until the people who learn the deen and apply the deen, they become strange. They become different. And they become few. And this is why many of the salaf, they would ask Allah to make them from the few. Like Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qilla. Allahumma ja'alni min al-qilla. And this is also because Allah, he says, wa qalilu min ibadi al-shakur. Few of my slaves are thankful. Few of my slaves are thankful. Oh Allah, make us from the few. And this is what Omar, he would say. We say that, oh Allah, make us from those few. And from the strangers, those who love you more than they love their soul. and more than they love their children, and more than they love their wealth and their parents and their lives like this. This is from the completion and perfection of faith. May Allah increase our faith. So he's saying this, and the point again, not to get distracted from the point of the author, that the people, they differ in this affair. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ ثَلَاثَ مَرَاتِبٍ. And because of this, the believers, they are three ranks or categories. مَرْتَبَةُ السَّابِقِينَ وَمَرْتَبَةُ الْمُقْتَسِدِينَ وَمَرْتَبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَكُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاتِبِ أَيْضًا أَهْلُهَا مُتَفَاوِتُونَ تَفَاوُتًا كَثِيرًا. He said, because of this, based upon that which has preceded, the believers, there are three levels. The believers, they have three ranks and maratib. And so the first and the highest level now is the martaba of those who hasten and proceed to do good. The first and foremost in proceeding and doing good. And then there is the level of those who take a moderate course. And then there are those who are in the level of those who oppress their own souls. And then he mentioned, rahimahullah, then likewise, each one of these levels also, the people of these levels, they vary. They vary in a great manner. So the people of Sabiqun, they're not all one level. And people, al-muhsinun, al-muqarrabun, al-abrar, and the likes, they're not all one level. Some of them are higher than others. And likewise, the muqtasidun, they're not all one level. Some of them are higher than others. And their ranks, some of them are on their way to reach to ihsan. Some of them are lower than that, Lord. Some of them just entered into the realm of iman. And the likes like this. Some of them, they're on the path. And some of them, they're here. And the likes like this. And the people who oppress their own souls, likewise, they're not the same as well. They're not the same as well. Some of them oppress their souls in a great manner, and often, and others any lesser and fewer, lesser and fewer. So the author, he says, "What abdul mu'min fi nafsihi lahu ahwalun wa awqatun takunu amaluhu kathiratan qawiyya wa ahyanan bil'aks." And likewise, the believing slave, a believer, a Muslim himself, In his own soul, he has circumstances and situations. He has times whenever his actions are stronger and greater or more, and in abundance. And he sometimes, a believer, he's striving hard and he's performing the obligations in the best manner, and performing the non-obligatory prayers and the rawatib and the duha, and he's fasting on this day and that day, and he's giving charity. And in certain times and circumstances in his life, he will find himself advancing upon Allah. And he devoting himself to Allah. And other times it will be weaker. And he contrary to that. So now the Shaykh is saying, وَكُلُّ هَذَا مِنْ زِيَادَةِ الْإِيمَانِ وَنَقْصِهِ وَمِنْ قُوَّتِهِ وَضَعْفِهِ. So all of this is from the increase of faith and its deficiency, and from the strength of faith and its weakness. وَكَانَ خِيَارُ الْأُمَّةِ وَالْمُعْتَانُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ مِنْهُمْ يَتَأَهَّدُونَ إِيمَانَهُمْ كُلَّ وَقْتٍ يجتهدون في زيادته وتقويته وفي دفع المعارضات المنقصة له ويجتهدون في ذلك ويسألون الله أن يثبت إيمانهم ويزيدهم منه من علومه وأعماله وأحواله فنسأل الله أن يزيدنا علما ويقينا وطمأنينة به وبذكره وإيمانا صادقا. So the Shaykh, he says now that verily the best of this ummah, and those who were concerned with their faith, and those who had great concern for their faith, they used to always check up on their faith. They used to always go over their iman and check their iman at all times. And they were striving to increase their faith and to strengthen their faith. And they're striving to remove the things that are in opposition and bring deficiency to their faith. And they'll strive in that. And so this is from the beautiful way that the Salaf, this is how they would be. And it's been mentioned from the companions, and likewise from the Tabi'een and the likes like them, that they would say, Ta'ala, Ta'ala najlis, nazdad imana. Ta'ala, nazdad imana. Come, sit with us. Let's increase in faith. Any meaning, let's study the Quran. Let's sit and study the narrations. Let's sit in the gatherings of knowledge for some time so that we can increase in faith. And if they would say the likes of this, they would strive to increase their faith and strengthen their faith, and strive likewise to repel and to remove anything that would contradict with their faith and bring deficiency to their faith. This is an indication to the next chapter that we're moving to, inshallah, that there are things and there are means and there are ways to strengthen the faith. And there are likewise means and ways and avenues that weaken the faith. So the righteous and the best of this ummah, they used to strive in this affair. And they used to ask Allah to make their faith firm and to increase them in faith and in the knowledge and sciences of faith and in the deeds and the actions and situations of faith. Any circumstances, any indication that this affair goes back to Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So a believer, if he wants to increase in faith and to be strong and upright upon a good path, then he will supplicate and call to Allah truthfully, and then he will take the means. And then he will take the means. And in beginning with the best of them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would ask Allah to make his heart firm, to make his heart firm. Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amr. Oh Allah, I ask you for firmness in the religion. Athabata fil amr wa azimata ala rushd. He would ask like this, and determination to be upright and rightly guided. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Oh, turn up the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. And so therefore a believer, he will be concerned with this affair, learning the avenues and the means to strengthen his faith, and trying to take those ways and perform those deeds, and learning the avenues and ways that bring deficiency to his faith likewise, and avoiding them and staying away from them all the while, having trust and faith and reliance upon Allah and calling on him for the strength, for strong faith and for guidance to the righteous deeds. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would ask like this. Also from his supplications, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa maqarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. Wa a'udhu bika min an-nar wa maqarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. Oh Allah, I ask you for al-jannah and that which would draw me near to it from statement and action. Statement and action. So to believe in the jannah, this is an obligation, and to ask for that likewise, but it's not sufficient, but rather there are statements and deeds that lead there. And the Prophet, he asked for that. He asked for jannah and to be facilitated for him the actions and deeds that will bring him close to the jannah. And he sought refuge with Allah from the fire, and likewise from the actions that will bring him close, the statements and actions that will bring one close to the fire. So there are statements and actions that will bring one near to the paradise and to the jannah and to the pleasure of Allah. And there are statements and actions that will bring one near to the fire. Waliyadu billah. So a believer, he has to ask Allah for these things. And this is from the best thing to ask for. And this is the reality of that statement, اهدينا صراط المستقيم. Guide us to the straight path. That obligatory supplication. That supplication in which no prayer, no salat is accepted except for the one who made the supplication. اهدينا صراط المستقيم. And this is the guidance to the straight path. And the firmness of the faith and the heart and the success to comply to that which the faith necessitates and requires. So the Shaykh, he says, وَخِيَارُ الْخَلْقِ أَيْضًا يَطْرُبُونَ وَيَتَنَافَسُونَ فِي الْوُصُولِ إِلَىٰ عَيْنِ الْيَقِينَ بَعْدِ عِلْمِ الْيَقِينَ وَإِلَىٰ حَقِّ الْيَقِينَ. And he says, and the best of the creation, the most virtuous and best of the creation also, they are seeking after and they are competing in reaching the عَيْنِ الْيَقِينَ, meaning to the certainty of the eye. And likewise, and to the certainty of the eye, to view certainty, to see certainty, after having the knowledge of certainty, and to reach to the true certainty. And the levels of certainty are not one. This is also an indication that faith increases. Certainty increases. A person, he can have certainty, and another person can have more certainty. A person, he can have certainty in his heart, and another person, that certainty can be deeply rooted in his heart. And for this reason, from the pillars of al-Iman, the pillar of al-Iman bil yawm al-akhir, to believe in the last day. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that believing in the last day is two levels. The first level, which is an incumbent level, al-Iman al-jazim. Al-Iman al-jazim, any certain faith in the last day. But then there's another level that's higher than that, it's called al-Iman al-rasikh fil yawm al-akhir. And the one that's the firm and deeply rooted faith in the hereafter. All of the believers, they believe in the Day of Judgment. They believe in the hereafter. But some believers, that belief is deeply rooted, firm, to where they remember it often. They remember the meeting of Allah daily. They remember the meeting of Allah all the time. It's not something that's in the back of their mind. For this reason, they're able to be steadfast and upon the obedience of Allah, because they're preparing for the meeting of Allah. And the very first stage of Yawm al-Akhir is maut, death. So there are people who remember this all the time. And there's other people, likewise, they believe in it. And they know they're going to die. And they know they're going to be resurrected. And they know they're going to be held accountable. But it's as if they forgot. يتغافلون. يتغافلون. They become heedless like this. And this is apparent in their deeds and actions. So the issue of yaqeen and certainty, the people, they fluctuate in that likewise. The people, they fluctuate like that, likewise. From the means of success in this life is to have certain, strong faith in the meeting of Allah. And from the ways to be a loser and to be prohibited from all good is to have deficiency in that. وَكَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. This is why they entered the fire. This is why they'll be told to taste, because they didn't hope for a reckoning. They were not expecting to be resurrected and to be held accountable for their statements and actions and intentions. And so this is from the means of failure, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The point of the author now, rahimahullah, that yaqeen is different levels. They have عين اليقين. Before that, علم اليقين. And after, the highest level, حق اليقين. So they have the knowledge of yaqeen. This is a person that he has certainty with knowledge, and he will learn about it and believe in it with certainty. Another higher level than that is to see it, to have certainty by seeing it. We take it from the worldly affairs. I made this example before, a young man who can play basketball. If there was a young man from the youth, he said, you know, he can dunk. He said he can dunk the ball, right? That's what the youth, they say, he can dunk the ball. And so then we see him, we'll be like, yeah, right, he can dunk the ball, inshallah. Inshallah, you can dunk the ball, barakallah fiqh. Yani he's short, for example, or he's young. And then he says, no, wallahi, I can dunk the ball. Now he swore. So what do you say? Khalas, I believe you. I'm not going to call you a liar. So now you believe him, because you heard it. You heard him say that. Then if we go outside and you give him a ball and he dunks it, now what? Now you see it. So now you're like, even then you see it one time, you know he can dunk it. But maybe you're like, that's one time. If he dunked it 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row, now what? No doubt the young man can dunk. Like this, certainty comes as well in the religion. Likewise, certainty comes as well in the religion by learning the deen in detail, like he was mentioning before, detailed knowledge. By learning proof and evidence. Proof and evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah, from the statements of the Sahaba and the scholars of Hadith. And then coupling that likewise with proof and evidence in the creation. And in one's life and situation, he sees that Allah, He is the one who's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Everything's in His hands. And then he says, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And whenever your Lord says, call on me and I'll answer you. And then you call on him and then he answers you. Subhanallah. You believe that, you believe in this. But whenever this happens, sometimes a believer, he'll call on Allah Azza wa Jalla and then all of a sudden it answered. But before he raises up from sujood, and then he'll ask for money. Sometimes he'll ask for money in his sujood and get up and look at his phone and he has a deposit in his bank. Has a demand, it's subhanAllah. And in the amazing affairs, who asks for a wife, and then a wife will come, and he'll ask for a husband, he'll ask for a child, ask for a son, and the son comes, he'll ask for a way out, he has difficulty, hardship, yani he's in trouble financially, then he's begging Allah, but the next thing you know, it'll come from where he didn't expect. He didn't expect, and Allah, he answers the supplication. So all of this, increasing in faith. The point is, the certainty is increased and strengthened by having a lot of evidence. The more evidence one has, the more strong the faith becomes. If we mention to you, for example, that it's from the Sunnah to make tasawwuk, to use the miswak. And then, right, that's from the Sunnah. Then if we mention that there's a hadith that's in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uses in the miswak. Now what happens? It becomes even stronger, because now, if you said, never mind, it's in all of the books, it's in the 6 books of hadith. The Prophet saw some huge miswak. Whenever the Prophet entered his house, he used miswak. Whenever he prayed, he used miswak. The day that he died, before he died, he used miswak. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you have any doubts now about miswak? From the Sunnah of the Prophet? No, so whenever the evidence is increase, then likewise the certainty increases along with that. So the author is mentioning now, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the best of creation are competing to reach this affair. Competing after achieving certainty. After achieving certainty, they compete now to increase in certainty, to strengthen in their faith. And he says, كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Just like Allah, He said about Ibrahim, alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ اجْعَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَةً وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ So he says this is similar to, or just this is just as Allah he mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whenever he says, and whenever Ibrahim he said alayhi salam, "Oh my Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. Show me how you give life to the dead." Allah he says, "Qala awalam tu'min?" He said, "Do you not believe? Do you not believe?" What did Ibrahim say? "Bala, of course I believe." So he has faith, no doubt. Ibrahim, Imam al-Hunafa, alayhi salatu wa salam, he's a leader, the leader of the Ahl al-Tawheed. And Imam Ahl al-Tawheed, alayhi salatu wa salam, qala bala, walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Of course I believe, but I want my heart to find tranquility. A number of the Salaf, they mention in the interpretation of this, liyazdad imani. The meaning of liyatma'inna qalbi, so that my heart can find tranquility, so that I can increase in faith. So that I can increase in faith. And this is what is intended here. And so that he can increase in faith. Of course he believes. But why? So that he can increase in faith. And to the extent that the heart is content entirely and at ease and at a higher level. After believing with certainty, with knowledge, he wants to believe by seeing it. And that's the higher level. The higher level. This is what he's seeking for. Alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah, he says, then take four birds and call them to you, and then put every... put on every mountain from them a part. I need to tear them into parts, to cut them into parts and put them, their pieces, on different mountains, and then call them and they'll come to you. And they'll come to you hastening. And know that Allah is Almighty and All Wise. And know that Allah is Almighty and All Wise. And then likewise Allah he says that and like this we show Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, so that he can be from those who have certainty, so that it can be from al-muqineen, the people of al-iqan. Al-iqan yani al-yaqeen, meaning of al-yaqeen. So this is something that he's mentioning, rahimahullah, that the best of the creation, the prophets, alayhim as-salatu wassalam, they're competing and hastening and striving to increase in faith. Striving to increase in faith in this manner. In this manner. This is what Ibrahim is mentioning here. Alayhi salam, he wants to see it. He believes that Allah will bring the dead back to life. He believes with certainty, but he wants to increase in faith. He wants to increase in faith, and he, by seeing this in front of him. And this is why he requested that, alayhi salatu wassalam. So then the Shaykh, he says, "Wal hawariyuna," another example. "Wal hawariyuna khawasu atba'i al-Masih ibn Maryam, hina talabu nuzul al-ma'ida, wa wa'adhahum Isa an hadha al-talib. قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين." فذكروا حاجتهم الدنيوية وحاجتهم العلمية الإيمانية إلى ذلك. So likewise, the disciples of the disciples and the special and specific followers of al-Masih ibn Maryam, يعني Isa عليه السلام, whatever they requested for a dinner spread, for the food, for the dinner table to come down, to be sent down to them. And Isa alayhi salam admonished them with regards to this, and he, that they requested this affair. And they said that we want to eat from it, and we want for our hearts to be tranquil and with certainty, and to know that you are truthful, and we want to be from those who bear witness. So the Shaykh, he says, so they mentioned that, they mentioned their worldly need, and they want to eat from that food. And they mentioned their faith-based and knowledge-based need, any meaning that they want to know with certainty and have their hearts increase in faith. They already believe in Isa alayhi salam, that he's the messenger of Allah. But they requested this request, لِتَطَمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا, so that our hearts can be tranquil, so that we can increase in faith. So that we can increase in faith. So here we have a prophet seeking to increase his faith, alayhi salatu wassalam. And then we have the followers of one of the greatest prophets seeking to increase in their faith. يعني to have tumanina. May Allah increase our faith and grant us success to apply it in the best manner. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.